Last year, my wife and daughter and I took a trip out west, and we spent a day at the Grand Canyon. It was magnificent. It was a beautiful sunny day. We stood on the south rim and looked north to the other side, as most tourists do. We even hiked a trail about a mile down or so into the canyon. Because the canyon is so deep, much of the walk was in shadows. We did not see the sun. The Grand Canyon is 277 miles long. It is up to 18 miles wide at one point, and as much as a mile deep. It's a big hole in the ground. And if you're on one side of the canyon, as we were, and you wish to get to the other side, well, you could go around, you could fly over, or you could walk across. But to walk across, you got to go down, way down. And when you get to the bottom, you got to climb back up again. Today, we find ourselves at the bottom of such a canyon. Because today is the midpoint between Palm Sunday and Easter, between triumph and resurrection. But to get from one side to the other, you've got to go down into the darkness. Most of you were in your churches on Sunday, and you were waving palm branches, and you were singing hymns such as "All Glory, Laud, and Honor," or "La Hosanna, Loud Hosanna." It is a wonderful day, Palm Sunday, in the church. And again, this coming Sunday, we will gather in our churches, probably surrounded by a lot of people we haven't seen in a while, but we'll welcome them, won't we? And we'll sing, "Jesus Christ is risen today." I know that I'll be preaching about Jesus' words to Mary at the tomb when he says, "Do not hold on to me." But between the palms and the resurrection, we have to descend into this darkness that is the Holy Week. Jesus was in Jerusalem with his disciples to celebrate the Passover, and they gathered in that rented room to share the Passover meal. And that night, Jesus is then betrayed by Judas. He's arrested. He's taken, he's beaten, he's tried, he's humiliated, and finally he is crucified. That is the darkness of that week that we go through. The Gospel of John describes this meal in our reading for today. And Jesus is there, reclined at the table when he announces that one of those there will betray him. And everyone's upset by this. Peter tells the disciple who's sitting next to Jesus to ask him, "What's he mean by that? Who is it?" And so that disciple asks Jesus, and Jesus says to him, "It's the one whom I give this piece of bread when I've dipped it into the dish." And he does so, and he gives the bread to Judas. And Jesus says to Judas, "Do quickly what you're going to do." Now, I cannot begin to decipher Judas' motives here. It's far too complex, and we have so little information, and the information we have is conflicting in the Gospels. But we do know this. Judas gets up from the table, and he leaves. And John tells us, "And it was night." So much in this Gospel happens at night. John begins the Gospel, however, saying, "In the beginning was the Word." And then he tells about not darkness, but light. The light. The light shines in the darkness. And the darkness did not overcome it. But at this point, midway through Holy Week, it seems that darkness is going to win. Jesus, one of Jesus' closest advisors, will betray him, and these events that are set in motion will lead to Jesus' execution. Doesn't get any darker than that. And in our world today, it seems that the darkness is going to win, always going to win. Last Sunday, Palm Sunday, as I do, I get up early and I look at the news, see what's going on around the world, and I was just horribly dismayed to read that in Egypt, two Coptic Christian churches, while celebrating their Palm Sunday Mass, had been bombed. Over 40 people were killed, dozens injured. On Palm Sunday, a day that we should be celebrating, I had to get up and read of these terrible events. And then we have all the other things going on in our world. We have shootings in schools. Another one this week where a child was killed. And one event that just troubles me to this day was 2 years ago in Charleston, South Carolina, at the Emmanuel AME Church, when a man walks in and killed 9 people, including the pastor, just because he didn't like the color of their skin. Or around the world, we have so many wars. And right now, we're focused on a war in Syria, which has been going on for years, in which 500,000 people have been killed. And it's estimated that half the population has been forced to flee from their homes. And then I see that it's an even greater darkness when other nations refuse to reach out to those who have been forced to become refugees by a war that's far beyond their control. Yes, we look at these events, and it seems that the darkness will always win. And so here we are at the bottom of that canyon. We're about to head out because at the top is Easter. And on Sunday, after being in this week of darkness, we will celebrate that indeed, despite the events of our world, God is with us. God is always with us. God offers us salvation. God offers us healing. God offers us His Son, the Christ, so that we might find a new life in this dark and destructive world. And we know this because we read in the Gospels, the light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not overcome it. Amen.